Sam Rowe, I'm not sure he's the face of the Carlton Footy Club, but he's a damn important part of it. 85 games he's played. He's been missing for a while with the knee reconstruction, but they're a lot better when he's back in the side. And he joins us. Sammy, welcome.
Thank you.
You don't mind the rain coming down, mate? It's going to be a bit of a slugfest for what's a big game tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully it sticks around for another day or so and slows everyone down. That'd be nice.
Hey, Sam, you love the rain as a defender, don't you? Wake up in the morning, see a bit of wind, a little bit of rain about.
Yeah, it's delightful. I would be very happy if it sticks around and, my last wet day would be great.
Sammy, you're north from Seven and we all know that, but who's the Minister for Morale amongst the playing group at Carlton?
Look, the vibe's actually pretty good, to be honest. I don't know. Daisy Thomas is always brings a bit of humour to the group. He's pretty sharp and he's always pretty witty, Dave. So, I think he's in charge of team morale.
Have you detected any change in the coach's demeanour in recent times?
Oh, look, he's actually been pretty constant, to be honest. He's always pretty calm and composed when he talks to the players. So, got to give him credit. He's kept, remained pretty calm throughout, the start of the season.
How did he cope with that criticism? He just trotted out the cliches behind the big smile every week.
Oh, look, don't worry. He can flick it when he needs to. Every coach does need to at times, but he does always deliver his message pretty clearly, and I think that's important with the group that we've got at the moment. That we're not getting the wins which we desperately want, but I think at times like these, you need to still get the message across, and if you could just lose your mind, it's not going to help anyone.
Coming up to 8:30, we're talking to Sam Rowe from the Blues' big game against the Bombers this weekend. Sam, I don't know whether you heard this or not yesterday, but Gary was very, very critical of the way defenders are going about their business in AFL football today.
I haven't heard.
Moving around the key forwards. He described it as illegally, subtly, but illegally. There's not many tactics you defenders have got left that you can use.
No, it seems that way. I think the way Everyone wants forwards to take hangers and kick 10 goals a week, and us poor battler defenders just get hung out to dry. But look, we'll keep doing what we can do. I think, the art of defending, changes all the time as the game does. So,
what is the art of defending today, do you think?
I think it's about taking the timing away from forwards when you can. If you can get a hit at the right time and take their timing away. And then the ability to own the space that forwards want to lead into is pretty critical as well.
Yeah, well, my criticism is that, and the only thing I would keep alluding to, is that a forward is entitled to have a free and clear run at the ball. And in the art comes in, and for Sam and the rest of the defenders, there's no criticism of them because they will do whatever they can get away with.
Yeah.
It's not under, they're not obligated to go, no, I'm going to play 100% by the rule. They'll do what they can.
Do you blokes break the rules, Sam?
Certainly not. Look, I think every player wants to, I try to physically own my opponent whenever I can.
Yep.
If I can take them away from the drop of the ball legally, then certainly I'll try to do that.
Hey, Sam, do you like to play like the one-on-one or do you like the zone? What do you feel more comfortable playing as a defender?
Oh, we pretty much play both. It's basically you play a bit of a zone when the play's set and you try to take the space as much as you can and the dangerous space and really own the forwards. But once they, when they get through, you've got to defend. And that's when you flip to a one-on-one sort of style. If they're through and they've got clean air, you've got to just defend the opponent. So that's basically as simple as it is.
I want to take you back to the end of last season and the conjecture about the Bryce Gibbs and the future for him. Now, you let him go in return for draft picks. Were you, as a player, sorry to see an experienced player leave that group?
Oh, look, yeah, I was. I was, I'm a very good mate with Gibber and I was certainly sad to see him go, but at the same time, you understand completely the reasons on both sides. It's a business that we work in. It's as much as we encourage and love loyalty in football, it's a business, and players change and clubs make changes, and that's just the lay of the land.
If you can only keep Patrick Cripps or Charlie Curnow, which one would you hang on to, Sammy?
Oh, tough question.
Jeez. I would be very flat if we lost any of those, boys.
Unfair question. Hey, good luck. Round three last year, the Bombers took on the Blues, and I'm told it was a particularly wet game. I'm not sure whether you can recall it or not. But yep. The result went the Blues' way, so that's something that maybe is in the back of both teams' mind heading in on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it feels a bit like that time of the year again, and the game sort of feels pretty similar, so hopefully the result is very similar as well.
Sam, nice to talk to an open and honest footballer. Good luck tonight.
No worries, cheers.
Oh, yeah, Sam.
Nicely wound up there, Mikey.
Gee, thanks, Gaz.
Putting a full stop on it, Mike.
What do you mean, open and honest, as
well,
opposed to...
Well, I mean, that was an interesting conversation with someone who answered the questions that were put up before him.
It was good. It was really good. Who's coming up on my open mic next week?
Mike Fitzpatrick's on next Tuesday, Timbo.
Thanks. Speaking of the Blues, thanks to Hyundai, Blue Baggers fans...
What does that look mean, Tim?
I've got to read this, Michael. Blue Baggers fans get their hands on the club's latest Mark Murphy bobblehead. It can collect your free mini Murph. It's free bobblehead on Saturday at the G from 12 p.m. outside Gate 3 before the Blues go into battle with the Bombers.
Okay, now.